This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hailing originally from California, then moving to New York to take on the comedy elite, Arch Barker is an Aussie favourite, performing on stage in the Melbourne Comedy Fear Festival and currently at the Fringe Festival at the Lithuanian Club. Arch has been on our TV screens in shows including Flight of the Conchords as Dave and on our very own Thank God You're Here. Australian's adopted son is joining the Hump Day crew this morning to chat about his connection with Australia and all things funny. Good morning, Arch Barker.
Good morning to you.
Now, Arj, normally when people of celebrity status come into a place, they roll out red carpet, but you got quite the welcome from Mother Nature with a dust storm.
Yeah, I was actually diverted. My plane was diverted to Brisbane because we couldn't land in it. And it was kind of cool, except the pilot kept going on about how, this is a, unheard of phenomenon, and it's such a, mysterious, inexplicable weather situation, and I think the pilot's job is to really comfort the passengers, I want to hear.
I believe also that you don't have many good experiences when it comes to flying. Tales from the Bark Side, which is on your website, you're having a bit of a bitch about San Francisco airport food.
I've made up with that restaurant.
You're over it now? But why do we have to pay so much at airports for food?
I don't know, but I guess, if you think about, the restaurants past security are very expensive already because you have to basically be flying somewhere to eat there, So hundreds of dollars to eat there even before you've ordered some food. Think about it that way.
That's very true.
Oh, John, I'm interested in Flight of the Conchords and your part as Dave in that. I'm a big fan. Definitely catch up with that quite a bit. And I just wanted to know, with your part as Dave in Flight of the Conchords, what are your favourites now? Is it Kiwis or Aussies?
Oh, I actually feel like I'm sort of like a mediator, in between. I have so many friends of both now, and I just want you guys to come together and make up and apologize to each other.
And just love you. What about Mel? Is she like a stalker in real life?
No, she's really sweet. One of the nicest people. She's not like that in real life.
Well, you're not much like Dave, I suppose, in real life either, are you?
There's hints of Dave in me. Or vice versa, I suppose. But no, I think everyone on that show, there's a little bit of truth about them and their characters. But they're all exaggerated cartoon versions of themselves, really. And I'm not that. Come on, I'm not that big of an idiot in real life.
And do you enjoy the music parts? Have you rocking out with Jermaine and Brett?
I'm a big fan of them. As comedians and musicians, I toured with them a couple times and. My favorite bits were Night After Night, just hearing some of my favorite songs, and they're excellent musicians, so yeah, big time. Their songs have soul, and they're just good, man. They're good all around.
You've rocked out with musicians, and you've done your own web episode series. Is there anything that you want to conquer soon?
I have rocked out. Thank you for pointing that out. Let's see. Well, I'm really enjoying adding a little music into my show these days, just very, little bit at a time here. I have a song in my current show that I'm touring with, Bits and Pieces, which I did at the festival here, and now I'm breaking in a new show over at the Lithuanian Center for next year, so it's sort of a preview, almost, this show, and I have a new song in that I'm really just loving performing. So for me, music is something I'm not going to totally switch over and become a musical act, but I do enjoy it.
Oh, John, I'm interested. Is the title of the show Keeper or Crapper?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Tell me more about that. What does that mean?
Well, it just implies that, when I'm finished, I might decide a couple of these jokes aren't fit to carry on, and so then those would be the crappers. But so far, they're mostly hanging in there, so it's mostly keepers.
Good news.
I've been pretty happy. There's one or two spots in the show that are a little... I'm feeling around each night trying to find a better way to finish them. But overall, last night was the best one yet, and it's just going really well. So I guess there's a few more shows left, so if people want to come out, they should come out. Or you could wait till next year I'll probably be bringing, you know, the finished version of this show to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in 2010.
So basically your audiences this year are just going to be guinea pigs, are they, Aj?
Well, they are in a way, but they're also, like, get to see, you know, a lot of new stuff if they're interested in it. And it is the Fringe Festival. I think it's maybe roughly half the price of what it costs to see a show at the main one. So it's a good deal.
It's good value.
It's a good night out. I don't think it's... I'm not completely using people.
Now, as fish out of water, hecklers seem to be to comedians, Aj. Have you had any bad hecklers or good hecklers in Australia?
You know, not really. I've had hecklers, but they weren't that good just because... The only hecklers I've had, honestly, were people that were maybe just were too good of a time and were a little excited, and they yelled something out, and they didn't think that much about it. You know, like, when Newcastle is up there, and it was 1,500 people or whatever, there's a lot of people in that theater, and this guy, and this is 25 minutes into a show that was going really well, and he yelled out, "Tell a joke." You know, I said, "Well, I think I've been doing that already for almost half an hour." People are enjoying it. And it was just pretty easy to point out the absurdity of that, really. I mean, what can you say to someone when you're already doing a good show?
Yeah, exactly. They should just shut up or get out, definitely.
No, I mean, no, and then typically, and this is so typical, he came up afterwards and was like, "Yeah, I was the guy that yelled out, man."
Yeah, well done. You're famous.
And they want to be congratulated. And so, but it actually comes from a place that's not, he's not trying to actually, you know, be a menace. He's just kind of excited and he's yelling out. He wants me to say something funny back. But I got to be honest, like, putting down people is not my specialty. So I prefer to just do my jokes and stuff. But, you know, when it comes down to it, usually I can hold my own if somebody starts yelling at me.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Oh, you say in your press release, put your hard hat on and join you for an hour of future classics. Who would be your classic comedian, would you say?
My favorite comedian?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely Greg Fleet. So funny. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah, I have, yeah. He's hilarious.
So he's so... his punchlines are so unexpected and creative, and I think he's my favorite comedian.
You're here at the moment in Melbourne for the Comedy Fringe Festival, and you're doing a show at the Fringe Hub, which is the main theatre at the Lithuanian Club. What plans have you got for the future? Is Hollywood beckoning, would you say?
You know, I don't spend a lot of time there. I probably should if I was interested in, you know, pursuing more acting, and I am, but I don't like to hang up my stand-up career because I've worked really hard for that. So I just keep touring, and, you know, if I get a chance or if somebody wants to see me, I'll try to pop down there. But a lot of guys that move to L.A. and they sort of wait there for something to happen, and they put all their focus into getting on TV or into film, and it works out for some of them, no doubt about it. I have a lot of friends now that I'm starting to see in movies and stuff, but I'm doing it my own way, which is just to kind of get out there and go to the people and do stand-up, and I'm pretty satisfied with it. My goal is to get a TV show either over there or here, but I'm confident that'll happen.
And after the Fringe Festival, you're doing a bit of a tour around Australia. You're going to some very small places.
With my 2009 show, which is called Original Style Bits and Pieces, and I'm touring regionally and other major cities in this country until mid-December. So I got a lot of gigs lined up, a lot.
You're a frequent visitor here, Arjun. Like you said, you're traveling up north and wrapping up in Brisbane at the Powerhouse. What is your favorite thing about Australia?
Well, it's hard to say because it's the whole experience for me is enjoyable. But if I would have to say, and I really mean this, generally I find it, you know, people are civil and friendly here. And when you go around, and it makes your whole day pleasant, you know, when, you know, you go into a shop and someone's friendly. And I don't take that for granted because I find some places, including my own country, I'm disappointed sometimes with the level of personal interaction. It seems sort of distant and people are kind of just there to do, you know, to earn their money and they don't really want to know. And there's very little even eye contact. And I think that generally this is a pretty open, friendly country, and I like that. I mean, it doesn't hurt that a few people know me now, and It's nice to be greeted by name when you go into, you know, a shop. Hey, Arj, what are you looking for?
Well, Arj, thank you very much for joining the Hump Day crew this morning.
Hey, you know I love to get up early. You just say when, I'm there.
We're going to keep you today, actually.
Sounds good.
All right, good, man. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll be able to check you out at the Comedy Fringe Festival at the Fringe Hub, the main theatre at Lithuanian Club, or you can actually check out your website, arjbarker.com, and find out more about you. Thank you very much, Arj.
Oh, great. Okay, thanks a lot, you guys.
Cheers,
have
mate.
A good one.
Thank
you.
Arj. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Joy 94.9. Hump Day Crew Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.